Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? I hope so, because this is, in fact, the Grain of Salt podcast, episode number 7. I am your fearless host, here with you for the entirety of the program, Chef Jason Shepherd. All right, welcome all. Chef owner, Cutting Edge Meals, LLC. Right, find me on Instagram, Cutting Edge Meals. Find me on Facebook, all that jazz. We are now streaming our podcast on the iTunes and the Google Play, so that's exciting. Please go check that out. Give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. Whatever you need to do to keep up to date with the excitement we have going on here. So let's talk about this week's episode. All right, this week's episode is a bit special. Well, I mean, they're all special in their own right, but this one's special to me, and that makes it fucking important. So with that being said, let me explain, okay? A couple weeks ago, I did an episode on pretty much the best thing in the history of effectively the world. It was an episode on burgers. If you listened to that episode, I basically delicately explained to you how they are my life. If you recall, I touched upon the fact that, by definition, technically a burger is a sandwich. I am going to elaborate on that here today, and we will talk about that and what actually makes a sandwich. So we will get into that, all right? Being in a burger, there is bread and meat and cheese and so on and so forth. So let us first understand some history, okay? We are going to go back to 1762, England. There was a gentleman by the name of John Montagu, and he was the fourth Earl of Sandwich. Okay, Mr. Montagu had an affinity for doing some gambling and some gaming. Okay, and basically, one night, he was doing some gambling, and it turned out that he has gotten himself into a 24-hour gaming streak. He decided, instead of stopping to eat, he would summon some poor plebeian bastard to craft him up something good. The chef or the cook or whoever the hell it was that decided that they were tasked with this, decided that they were going to take two pieces of toast and some meat, slap it together, and voila, off and running. Okay, kind of convenient now because you can still play your cards with one hand and still eat with the other, and so mission accomplished. Okay, so that is basically a very brief history of where a sandwich comes from, what it's about, and kind of the fucking point of a sandwich. Okay. So let's dive right into a sandwich here. What makes a sandwich? Let's talk about it. Let's dialogue. Let's have some education. Let me explain to you the right way to make a sandwich. Let me explain to you the right ingredients to put on a sandwich. All right, this is a very knowledge, this very education-filled episode. So pen, paper, whatever you need to do, take some fucking notes. All right, here we go. Meat or no meat, okay? That is the absolute first question, okay? I'm not opposed to either. However, hear me out. Meat or no meat depends on what the sandwich is for and why, okay? So here's what I mean by that. When someone says sandwich, the assumed definition, I think, people automatically think meat. It's just a meat sandwich. That's how it is. Okay, that is not to say that there are other sandwiches that don't have meat on them. All right. For example, let's talk about a grilled cheese for a second. A grilled cheese is in a league of its own. Okay, I'm not going to talk about really grilled cheese too much in detail here because, quite frankly, I can do a whole episode on grilled cheese. Grilled cheeses are fucking blazing. That's not even remotely a question. First of all, second of all, there's a bazillion different combinations that you can do with a grilled cheese that make it that much better. So again, I don't want to take too much time from the meat of it, all right, so to speak, and really get into that. The second sandwich I'm thinking of is a PB&J, right? Peanut butter and jelly. Again, I'm not going to talk about because it's boring or because it's simple or whatever have you. All right, it's in a league of its own. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich is fucking also ridiculous, all right? It's unbelievable sandwich. But again, there's a ton of different options, and there's a ton of different reasons why you would eat them, and, you know, variations, blah, 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 right? But I don't want to take up, again, too much time from the actual meat of the sandwich to discuss those things. However, I will say this. If you're sitting there thinking to yourself, oh my God, my favorite sandwich is cucumber and tomato and hummus, fuck you, okay? This is not the conversation for you. You can fuck right off with your vegan sandwich, all right? That's, first of all, sorry if you're vegan, but that's just not how it works, okay? We are going to have a discussion on a meat sandwich that is the best sandwich, that is the only sandwich, okay? So, now that we've got that out of the way, meat, yes. So, ham, turkey, salami, capicola, prosciutto, mortadella, pepperoni, chicken, beef, steak, blah, blah, pork, it's all of it. Okay, it's all good, okay? I'm for sure forgetting some, but that's just what I can rattle off the top of my head, okay? It's just, that's what's out there, okay? That's not the only ones out there, but again, that's just the popular ones that I can think of right here as I'm sitting here, okay? I'm going to move right on to cheese, and I'm going to circle back in the end, and we're going to tie all this together, so again, don't just think I'm kind of brushing by some of these topics. So, cheese, right? Swiss, provolone, cheddar, Munster, etc. Again, I would say, however, there's a little caveat to cheese, all right? It depends on the type of sandwich meat that you've chosen, okay? So, for example, if you pick Italian meats, well, maybe you pick an Italian cheese, right? Or, you pick a ham or a pork or something like that, right? Maybe Swiss would lend itself better to that. Or some sort of nice chicken with, bacon and ranch and cheddar, right? All that kind of, right? So that's kind of where we're at here, all right? So just understand that when you're building a sandwich. Think about what kind of meat you're putting on it, all right? And then kind of go from there, all right? You notice I did not say American, okay? Well, why not American? All right. Well, first of all, it's processed. It's not cheese. Okay. However, all right, before we get all fucking twisted up in a bunch here, all right, that is, I'm not saying that American cheese is worthless. I'm not saying that we don't ever use American cheese. All right. A grilled cheese, the best kind of cheese to use is American cheese. So again, American cheese just doesn't lend itself, in my opinion, which is correct, to the type of sandwiches we're talking about here. Like a ham and turkey sandwich with American cheese is fucking bunk. That's against the rules, all right? We don't do that. I'm so annoyed I can't even talk about it, all right? So, grilled cheese, right? American cheese, cheese dip, right? Fake or processed cheese melts very well. It's just the product of how it's made. But that's just something we use American or processed cheese for. Melty things, okay? So, meat, cheese, right? Bread. So white bread, wheat bread. You have rolls, Portuguese roll, hard roll, Kaiser roll, rye bread, right? Grinder rolls, okay? Hoagies or fucking whatever bullshit name you want to call it. Doesn't matter, okay? A sub, all right? All this sort of nonsense depends where you're from. It's a grinder. I don't know. We can't stick to one word. I don't know, but it's a grinder. Bread. Okay. Sandwich. Not a wrap. So, again, you take your cucumber hummus and your fucking spinach wrap and just keep walking. Okay. A wrap is not a sandwich. We're not talking about wraps. All right. So, I don't want to hear some bullshit about any of that nonsense. Okay. We're not doing that. We're talking about sandwiches. Get it together, okay? Now, condiments. Similar to cheese, it all depends on what kind of meat and cheese you're using on your sandwich. Now, I'm not going to go through all the different combinations because, frankly, one, that would be fucking boring, and two, we don't have time for that, but I will say a couple things about condiments. Very rarely will I ever endorse anything. Obviously, the goal one day is to get ads in here and to start promoting other things. However, I will never promote something I don't use. I think I said that in maybe the first or second episode. That was 7-8 weeks ago, okay? I still mean that now. My point, I will never promote something I don't wholeheartedly use. And I take that very seriously. I know the podcast seems kind of like a jovial type thing, but I'm not fucking kidding, okay? Mayonnaise. Let's talk about it, okay? There's one kind of mayonnaise. Let's not fuck this up. It's called Hellmann's, okay? It is mayonnaise. It is the only mayonnaise. It is the king of all mayonnaise. It is a synonym with mayonnaise. First of all, that's in the dictionary. You can find that on the internet, all right? Hellmann's and mayonnaise, it's the same word, okay? Very interchangeable, perfectly usable, okay? So now that we've got that understood, I also want to introduce you to spicy brown mustard. The synonym for that is Golden's. Hellmann's and Golden's, that's it. We don't do Miracle Whip, we don't do French's, we don't do any of this other fucking bullshit. Just, that's fine, I understand. Spend the money, buy those two things, that's how you make a sandwich. Game over. Okay, that's it. I would also argue hot sauce for certain sandwiches, okay? We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. However, I just want to reiterate mayonnaise, Hellmann's, spicy brown mustard, Golden's. So, now that we've got that out of the way, toppings, okay? This is a tough one for me. The purist in me says lettuce, tomato, onion. That's really, that's what you need. That's kind of the three basic ones, okay? However, I understand that maybe that's not always realistic because, for example, if you do some sort of Italian combo sandwich, things like red roasted peppers and stuff like that, although they don't agree with me, I like them. They don't like me. That's such as life. But olives, okay, peppers, right, like I just said, stuff like that, that goes a long way, okay? However, when you start getting into bullshit like fucking spinach and all sorts of other crazy horse shit, just fucking have a salad then, honestly. Just don't even goof around with a sandwich. Just fuck off. I don't know. Just lettuce, tomato, onions. Jesus Christ, it's not that fucking complicated. It's actually pretty goddamn simple. But just, all right. I would also add, all right, some sort of spicy jardiniere or a spicy relish of some sort. Chopped hot peppers or something along those lines, right? That's also a pretty good option, all right? Again, depends on the sandwich, right? So think about that before you go into it, okay? From here, I'm actually going to switch some segments around, okay? I want to jump right to the recipe here and kind of really talk a little bit about a sandwich, okay? I would like to tell you guys a little bit about my favorite sandwich, what it means to me, and so on and so forth. So, first of all, there's two different options here for me, okay? And by recipe, I mean I'm about to explain to you how to make the ultimate sandwich. So, again, get out your little pen and paper because we're going to get for real, okay? So, back to what I was saying. For me, there's two types of ultimate sandwiches, okay? Here's what I mean by that, and I don't want to really get too into depth with this one either, because this will, in fact, be its own podcast episode in the future. But my ultimate favorite sandwich, it's a very simple sandwich. It's very, very plain, not plain Jane, but it's simple, okay? Ham, turkey, Swiss cheese, mayonnaise, Portuguese roll. Okay? That's ultimately my favorite sandwich. You might be saying to yourself, of all the fucking sandwiches, this dude picks that one. Here's why. Okay? It's nostalgic. All right? Growing up, that's what my mom always had. All right? I grew up on ham, turkey, and Swiss cheese. It's just, so for me, it's my favorite sandwich. Again, right? It's nostalgic. I'm going to do probably a whole episode at some point, like I said, in the near future, about food and nostalgia and ethnicity and heritage and traditions and all that kind of fucking emotional bullshit that goes along with it, but I think it's an important topic to talk about. I think there are a lot of things to talk about in regards to that. So, again, that's my favorite sandwich. But if I'm being honest, right, if we want to have an actual, like, a legit sandwich, something, you know, that's pretty serious, I would say it would be some sort of Italian combo. Again, I don't really have a particular combination of meats, but for me, the important ones would probably be ham, prosciutto, and maybe a salami or capricole, something like that. Mortadella is good. All right. I love bologna, but in my opinion, you have all this beautiful meat, and then you're gonna slap some bologna on there. It just doesn't make sense to me. So, again, a nice Italian combo. Okay, that would be probably my second choice. Now, let me explain to you the recipe part to this puzzle. Okay, I'm about to explain to you the way, the proper way, the only way, the fucking correct way to make a sandwich. So, let me start with, where do I want to start? Oh, there's so many options here. Okay, so we're talking about meats, all right? Let's just stick with that, okay? So the meats. The key to the meat is, first of all, have the fucking moron behind the deli counter whenever you're getting your meats, wherever you get them from, you cut the meat thin. That might be news to some people. However, in fact, let me explain to you why we do it this way. If you want to slab of meat, have prime rib or a steak, but do not ever fucking just start slapping meat onto this piece of bread. That's not how it's fucking done, okay? You don't just stack shit on top of each other. There is a process. There is a layering process to this, okay? So, you gently fold the meats. And if you can do it in a ribbon type thing, or if you imagine one of those cool bendy straws with like the slinky or the accordion style, that's what you're looking for. I'm going to explain why at the end of this little segment here, okay? So you fold or you ribbon the meats. Don't just fucking stack it like you're some sort of goddamn savage, okay? Cheese goes on the outside. Cheese goes on the outside of the meat, and it's the first thing that hits the bread. That goes on the top and the bottom, okay? Don't overfill your sandwich, right? We have all this Carnegie Deli and all this bullshit with fucking, you know, a pound and a half. I'm just, realistically speaking, knock it off, okay? It's just dumb. So don't overfill the sandwich, okay? You're going to put condiments only on one side of the sandwich, right? We don't just start lathering the shit up with all sorts of crazy condiments everywhere, okay? Pick one, right? Mayonnaise, mustard, whatever the case may be. Put it on, okay? Here's the trick to that, okay? The condiments, mayonnaise or mustard, right? One or the other, not fucking both. Just let me clarify that before someone gets carried away doing some stupid bullshit. One or the other, okay? So mayonnaise, for example, all right? Piece of bread or the roll, whatever, the top, okay? The top, mayonnaise, then the cheese. Again, I'm going to explain why we do that in a second. Okay, so condiments only on one side. You don't do mayonnaise on top and bottom or mustard on top and bottom, all right, or any of this kind of stuff. Just top of the sandwich, condiments, okay? If you finish making your sandwich, you gently put them together, okay? So imagine this for a second. You have the bottom of the bread. Whether the roll is still together or not, you have the bottom of the bread. There is a layer of cheese. A thin layer of cheese. The cheese you don't have to fold. The cheese you could just lay. Okay? Again, thin cut the cheese, which is not a fucking cheese and crackers platter. We're making a sandwich, not crudité. Okay? So, thin layer of cheese. Then the folded meats. Then you put all your lettuce and your tomato and all whatever shit you want to put on it. Right? Then, that's one stack. The other stack is a piece of bread or the top of the roll or whatever have you. Then you have your coating, a coating, right? Don't be fucking cheap with the mayonnaise or the mutt. Just fucking put the shit on the sandwich, okay? A nice, even spread of mayonnaise and mustard, okay? Then the piece of cheese. When this is complete, you gently... I need a video camera so you guys can see what I'm doing here. But you gently put the sandwich together. If you've made the sandwich correctly, there should be no hanging meat and fucking shit all over the goddamn place or this sloppy type shit, okay? The sandwich should be clean. It should be neat. There should be no stuff hanging off the side of it or look like you fucking some blind person made it, all right? The last thing you should ever do when you get to this point is take your hand and fucking squish the sandwich. The fuck is wrong with you? Do not do that. You just spent all this time and energy and care and concern making the fucking most blazing sandwich you ever had, and then you're gonna fucking squish it? Are you kidding me? Seriously. What the fuck is this? The medieval ages? What are you, some sort of barbarian? No. That's not how it works. Okay? So, do not fucking squish the sandwich. For the same fucking reason you don't squish a burger when it's on the grill or the flat top. You're squishing how it's made and all the juice and deliciousness and the ratio. You're fucking it up. So don't goddamn do it. Okay? Don't. Now, why do we stack the meats in a way like art? Fold it like a ribbon. Okay? Here's why. I actually learned this a couple years ago at this point, but here's something I didn't know. I was surprised to find out, and once I did find out, my world was changed, okay? If you've ever bit into a sandwich, bitten, bited, bit, whatever the fucking word is, okay? If you've ever just dug into a sandwich, and when you have good deli meat, especially some sort of prosciutto or cured or cold smoked ham or something along those lines, maybe a speck or, like I said, prosciutto or even capicola. This is what I'm talking about, okay? A good quality deli meat. If you've ever been into one of those sandwiches and you bite and it's fucking stringy and all sorts of crazy shit, and then you pull that whole slice of deli meat out of your fucking sandwich, now the ratio's off, and then it fucking drips on your shirt, now you get on your pants, and it's a fucking nightmare, okay? If you fold the meat in such a manner that I'm talking about, it doesn't get all stringy and sinewy and all this sort of stuff, okay? So that's the reason why we don't just slap the meat onto the fucking bread and hope for the best, okay? So, fold the meats, ribbon the meats, whatever you want to call it, however you are going to remember it. That's not the point, right? The terminology is not the point, but it's the technique. It's how it's actually done is the point, all right? So, that is, in fact, how you build a sandwich. You don't, we don't just... Again, we're not children here, okay? We're doing real stuff. This is a public service I'm offering you in regards to sandwiches. So you're welcome, okay? Now we've established that. Now we know how to make a fucking sandwich. Let's talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner, okay? The simple answer is it can be for all, okay? This is going to be another conversation similar to the grilled cheese, similar to the PB&J. I will again leave breakfast sandwiches out of this because they are in a league of their own. That is to say, again, there's a billion different versions you could do. There's variations. There's different ways you can have it. So, that could be its own different episode, all right? So I don't want to delve too far into that. But, all right, Sandwiches really are the cure-all for any meal, all right? So that being said, lunch, perfect dinner, perfect for lunch and dinner. I don't give a shit. There's many times I've eaten two sandwiches in a day. Many of you who know me know I do realistically probably have one sandwich a day, whether that is for lunch, for dinner, or sometimes for a late-night snack. Hey, and listen, a sandwich doesn't have to be two pieces of bread. I just said a top and a bottom. So if you eat till 11:30 midnight, you're a little hungry, go downstairs, take a slice of bread, cut it in half, just build a small little sandwich, right? Just to scale. Just build it to scale. It's okay. You can do it. I have confidence in you. It's okay, right? Do it. Try it. Do it. Okay, so hot or cold sandwiches? Okay, well, again, this is a tough debate for me. Because I think both have their place. I think both serve a purpose. So let's categorize it in this fashion. Okay, if what you're putting into the sandwich is hot, let's use thinking steak and cheese, meatball grinder, buffalo chicken, and by buffalo chicken, I mean breaded chicken with buffalo sauce and fucking delicious shit all over it. Not this deli sliced nonsense, okay? But an actual buffalo chicken sandwich. Sausage and pepper grinder, right? All this kind of fire. The bread should be at least toasted, right? But the bread should be warmed up in that, a toasting sense. Okay? Don't fucking microwave bread, all right? Come on. But I think that's my opinion on that matter. Okay, if you know, like the Italian combo, that doesn't need, in my opinion, to be heated up. All right, if you're using a good quality bread or a good quality roll, you shouldn't really need to heat the bread up or toast the bread or any of that kind of stuff. I will also say this: toast, which let's assume for the sake of the argument that I'm talking about bread that has been toasted or a roll that has been toasted, all right, not the shit my grandma eats, but toast in and of itself is, right, toasted bread or toasted rolls. It doesn't stay hot forever. So if you're going to make a toast of some sort and then you're going to put cold ingredients on it, well, guess what? One, the toast is going to cool down. And what happens when toast cools down is now it's fucking super hard and super crunchy, and it takes away from the deliciousness of a sandwich. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, why is that different than a hot sandwich? Well, because the ingredients are hot, and it's going to keep the bread hot, and it's just, it's amalgamation. Nice word there, huh? Fucking 100 points. Scrabble, bitches! But it keeps it. Keeps the bread hot, keeps it, just one feeds off the other. It's just, it makes, it's nice. Okay, so meat, cheese, condiments, toppings. All right, we did a little recipe there with my perfect sandwich. All right, that really is a sandwich. Okay, again, there's many things here we can keep talking about, but in the interest of not boring everybody to death, I'm going to leave it there with the sandwich. So, let's jump into the email question, okay? What is the best way to hard-boil an egg? Okay, this is the best way, it's the most simple way, and it's super straightforward, okay? Old eggs. Now, what I mean by that is eggs that are maybe a week old, 10 days old, not the fucking eggs a month later that you forgot about, okay? Why do I say old eggs? Because they peel the best. Why do they peel the best? I don't fucking know, but they just do, okay? So you're going to take your eggs, you're going to start it in a pot of cold water. Do not pick the smallest fucking pot with the most amount of eggs. Pick a normal-sized pot with a normal amount of eggs, okay? The eggs should have enough room to roll around a little bit for the water to circulate, all that stuff, okay? So you start them in cold water, uncovered. You're going to add a little bit of plain vinegar. Baking soda would work as well, okay? But you're going to bring that to a gentle boil for about a minute, okay? You're going to remove it from the heat and cover it for 12 minutes. 12 minutes, okay? Don't peek. Don't fuck around with it. Don't do anything, okay? Bring it to a boil for 1 minute. Remove it from the heat. Cover. Boom. 12 minutes later, you drain it. You rinse them in some cold water. Then soak them in ice, in an ice bath, for about 20-25 minutes. Okay, it's roughly double the time you cooked it. Okay. You can then, at that point, peel the eggs and eat them, or refrigerate them in the shell. Okay, and basically, the egg will hold longer in its shell, because that's its natural fucking state. And plus, then it just tends to not stink up your fridge like someone's fucking ripping ass inside of your fridge. So, that's very honestly, that's the easiest way to make hard-boiled eggs. It's, and honestly, just another thing about hard-boiled eggs, if you make a hard-boiled egg and you crack into it and you look at it and the yolk is like all fucking green and some weird bullshit, that means the egg is way overcooked. So the egg in a hard-boiled egg should be still yellowy, and should be crumbly kind of thing. So just, again, something to kind of keep in mind there. All right. So we've got two segments left. All right. The first one we're going to do is, let's do some food news first, okay? This first piece of food news, it's not maybe for humans, this food news, but it's for dogs, okay? We are all animal lovers, and if you're not an animal lover, then I don't know how you got lost on your way from hell, but you're a bastard if you don't love animals, okay? So, basically, USDA, okay, has issued a recall on several brands of dog food, okay? The reason, and this is fucking mind-boggling how this ever happens, there's a presence of pentobarbital in the dog food, which, if you're unfamiliar with that drug, is the drug they use to euthanize your dog, or your cat, or whoever. So that's pretty fucking bad and embarrassing, and frankly, I don't know, how is pentobarbital in the same factory that dog, anyways, that's maybe a philosophical question for a different time, but recall includes brand names such as Gravy Train, Kibbles and Bits, Old Roy, Skippy, all right, this is the J.M. Smucker Company, so just keep an eye out for that, especially if you're using any of those brands. My own personal opinion, okay, if you're buying dog food that's on sale on sale is maybe not a correct terminology there. Let me rephrase that. If you're buying dog food that's consistently cheaper and it's kind of like the, you know what I mean, the bottom rung one, that's probably not the healthiest for your dog or your cat for that matter, but just think about it, all right? Look at the ingredients. If the first, first couple ingredients are actual food, some sort of protein of some sort or something like that, that's really what you want. So not all this fillers and all this other happy horse shit. And that goes for humans too. I mean, take a hot dog, for example. Look inside of a hot dog. What's the ingredients? The first two ingredients should be beef or pork or both, okay? Not fucking sawdust and some other weird bullshit, whatever they put in there, okay? Anyways, side topic. The second piece of news, and I fucking told you guys this was coming. I forget which episode it was, but I fucking told you, okay? ConAgra Brands Incorporated, okay? This is straight from, I think, Food News Inc.org or some shit like that. I forget. But I read this article the other day. ConAgra Brands Inc. sees millennials as a driving force for the reinvigoration of the frozen food category. To capture a greater share of sales, management unveiled a spate of new product innovation during the Consumer Analyst of New York conference. Motherfuckers, I told you. I'm telling you, TV dinners are coming back. This is the bullshit that this quote-unquote prepared and healthy meals fucking nonsense, okay? Fuck right off. Think about what it takes to freeze or can or preserve food. Okay, 9 times out of 10, for it to have some sort of decent enough shelf life, there needs to be some crazy bullshit in whatever food you're trying to buy. So, hey, if that's what you want to do, fuck it. I don't care. You do what you need to do. But I'm telling you right now, this is not the first or last time you're going to be seeing this, and it's coming. It's not going to be the old Banquet or Hungry Man or some motherfucking bullshit from 1985 TV dinners. They're going to be a little bit upscale. The example they use was fucking scrambled eggs with basil pesto or some fucking hipster shit. But listen, it's coming, all right? I'm telling you right now, mark my words, this is the second time I'm saying this, okay? It's coming. There's going to be a new wave of frozen foods and all this prepared bullshit where you just grab and go, grab and go, grab and go. I'm telling you, it's going to happen, okay? So, the last segment I kind of want to talk about is I introduced it last week. If you didn't listen to the Valentine's Day special, it was called Today at the Store, or This Week at the Store at least. Okay. I just want to just briefly just humor you guys again, 10-15 seconds, nothing crazy. Just a little segment I like to call Today at the Store. So again, we're just introducing it. Like I said, this is the second week we're doing it here. All right. But Today at the Store, I said to the cashier that I need some ice for my refrigerated stuff, i.e. the chicken and beef and salmon I was buying. The lady looked at me and she says, okay, and turns to the bagger and says, I need 3 bags of ice. Fucking guy comes back with 2. I don't know how you fuck up 2 and 3, but hey, he did it. So whatever. The second thing that happened to me at the grocery store, and this, you'd think in this day and age, and you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to blast Whole Foods for a minute. Jeff Bezos, put down Amazon for a minute, and let's get this fucking figured out. Straight up, in the middle of the order, the lady goes, oh, I need to unbag the whole fucking order and re-scan everything. I was like, okay. I mean, I'm on the clock, so it sucks, but what the hell? She's like, oh, the whole screen just went blank and reset the order. How the fuck does that happen? The whole screen went blank and reset. So now I had to empty out the whole fucking grocery bag and had to rescan it. And then the fucking bagger guy, he's confused between 2 and 3. He has no fucking idea what's a nightmare. Absolute fucking nightmare. So, ladies and gentlemen, the grocery store, yeah, I don't know. It's just every fucking day, every week, there's some other bullshit that goes on. It's fascinating, really. But thank you for listening to that. That's pretty much going to be it for me here. Okay, we've done a good rant here today. We've talked about a couple different things. I think we've accomplished a lot. All right, we've come together. We've discussed the sandwich, which, again, let's be honest, the sandwich, it's a beautiful, beautiful fucking thing, okay? I love it. It's the key to my heart, all right? You put any delicious meat and cheese between 2 pieces of bread, I'm there. I am absolutely there, okay? So, thank you very much, all right? Don't forget, send me some direct messages, send me some emails, send me some text messages, fucking letters, I don't give a damn, but send me some questions, all right, comments, cares, concerns, whatever, you know, whatever have you, any food-related questions, restaurant-related questions, menu questions, what to order, I don't give a damn, whatever it is, all right, just shoot me a little message, say hello, all right, don't forget Cutting Edge Meals LLC on the Instagram, that for me is the main one, all right, I have the Facebook, of course, and the Twitter, Cutting Edge Meal, right, you find me there, but all the social media outlets I have, of course. And then again, all right, iTunes, Google Play, still working on the Spotify thing. That's just a little bit more tricky than they led me to believe it was. But again, please go feel free to search me out there, the Grain of Salt Podcast on both iTunes and Google Play. Hit subscribe, give me some followers. Let's make a thing of this. Let's make a good run here. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. Thank you for indulging me, and we'll see you in about a week. And we'll have more rants and ravings. Take care.